Greetings, family. Greetings, friends. As human beings, we can be very cavalier about the everyday, ordinary things in life. The ability to open our front door and see the glistening water of the Caribbean Sea, or the ability to walk into your front garden and pick an avocado for breakfast, or the ability to hug a dear one whom you haven't seen in a few days. Now more than ever, the words of this familiar hymn rings out with profound meaning. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together. Bind us together with love. Our present situation causes us to yearn for the familiar, for the bonds that keep us together, for the routine, the regular, the mundane. We feel nostalgic, and with the nostalgia, we feel hope. Yes, we have this hope that burns within our hearts. Hope in the coming of the Lord. And I, for one, have held on to a phrase that has been used hundreds of times in the Bible. It came to pass. The religious philosopher Eric Butterworth spoke about the use of the phrase in this way. He said, "The experience that we're having did not come to stay. It came to pass." And that's a hopeful scenario. Whatever we are going through, we will be passing through it. It will not be here permanently. It will end. It will be in the past. It will be something that happened, and it gives us hope, a hope that burns deep in our hearts, a hope that tells us that better is yet to come. In Joshua chapter 6, verse 20, "And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up and took the city." Nehemiah 6:16, "And it came to pass when all our enemies heard thereof, and all the heathen that were about us saw these things, that they were much cast down, for they perceived that this work was wrought of God." It came to pass. So never give up. Never, never, never give up. Keep holding on. It came to pass. It did not come to stay. It came to pass. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Do have a blessed day.